boss man, your friend of the show from Morehead State, Coach Preston Spratling here. They've got a big win last night against Tennessee State. Coach, how you doing up there, Morehead, today, man?
Man, doing great. We're enjoying a off day, which we haven't had in a long time. You know, played an OVC game on a Monday night last night, as you mentioned. COVID reschedule from a game that was actually supposed to be our second conference game a few weeks ago, and so the league decided we'd play Monday makeup games. And so what that presents is three games in 5 days and a bunch of tired Eagles, man. But you know, we were able to take care of business, three games at home, and get the win streak going, continuing with that, and enjoying an off day before we now hit the road for three games on the road coming up this week. But doing well, man. Doing well. Appreciate you having me on here.
Anytime, Coach. Tell me this, man. You're on a 9-game winning streak so far. What's been the key to that winning streak? And I know you have some talented guys. What in your mind has been the key to this streak to get you guys going the way you have so far the last 9 games?
Well, I think it's just taking it day by day. You know, just focusing on getting better and understanding that every game is a little bit different. And, you know, we're really adamant. You know, I'm a teacher by trade. So, you know, I use this as my classroom, and the film room as my opportunity to really teach guys. And so we watch film after every game the next day before we move on to a practice or another opponent, even if it is three games in 5 days. And so I think that's where our team grows. I think that's where, you know, we take lessons from the previous game. And as a staff, you know, we really try to figure out, hey, what's something that we didn't do well or we did do well in Thursday's game that is going to be applicable moving forward to Saturday's game. And so just trying to find some consistency there to give the guys confidence and then just addressing those things. But I think, you know, the key thing is once you get past Christmas and you're into conference play, being efficient is just really important, you know, and it's not just offensive, defensive efficiency, shooting efficiency. It's daily efficiency. You know, can you show up? Can you be on time? Can you be mentally present? So that you're not having to reset drills and all those types of things. You know, the film room becomes all that more important because you don't want to spend as much time on your legs on the court. So it's a big mental game, and just challenging our guys to do that. And I think that's the key to our success is they bought into that and they continue to get better with that aspect of the season. And it's kind of why we're able to maintain the streak right now.
And I think you played a good non-conference schedule too, Coach Spratling, because I'm like, seeing different styles early helps, you know, and giving you that callus for the OVC play, because you know you're going to deal with a Belmont, a Murray State coming up here. Even the teams who are not those teams, they're tough every night. Even Tennessee State can give you trouble with their size there. So talk about the non-con, getting those different styles of play to get ready for you to see an OVC, that gauntlet from now through Evansville.
Yeah, no, that's a great question there. I mean, you look at our non-conference, we played right now, as it sits, two top 25 teams. You know, the number one team in the country is where we opened our season, you know, at Auburn, which I've got to say, boss man, is probably the best college basketball atmosphere that I've ever been a part of. And I spent 5 years at Kentucky, and just that atmosphere at that small Auburn arena, you know, with those fans right there on the court is really electric. And they came out, punched us in the mouth, and we fought back. And so, again, you learn things about your team early on. You know, we didn't get that win, but they're really good. They've continued to get better, and so have we. And Coach Pearl and I have stayed in touch since then, and I've appreciated that about, you know, our journey of our season and his as well. But, you know, then you play a really good Mississippi State team who's a lot like, you know, Murray State. You know, that's kind of how they play, you know, two traditional bigs, electric guards, a lot of screening actions and things, and you just got to be physically tough. And so you learn a lot of lessons in that game. Then you play a really good Xavier team who, to be honest with you, we kind of felt like was a Big East version of us in a lot of the ways that they did things. And so we did a lot of nice things. We won the second half in that game. And again, played in another really difficult road environment up there in Cincinnati. And so, you know, those things are all really important. You know, of course, you want to win those games. But we tell our guys all the time, every game is a gift, you know, whether you win them or not. You know, there's a lesson to take away from it. And that non-conference schedule being tough, being difficult, certainly provides that for us. And you're exactly right. It's a big reason that we're able to march through the season and play on the road and in conference play and not be shaken, you know, by the elements of playing in someone else's arena.
And speaking of Auburn, that's kind of our second SEC team here in Atlanta is Auburn. So did you think they'll be as good as they are? Did you see that when you played them this year that they'll be this good as they're shown to be number one in the country now?
Yeah, you know, did I think they'd be number one in the country? I don't know about that. But when we walked away from that game, you know, we had spent a lot of time on that Auburn game as they did us, because it was the first game and scouting is really important for our staff. And we do a good job with that. And so we had actually gone back and watched more from Coach Pearl's Final Four team 2 years ago, or maybe 3 years ago. I can't remember right now, because we felt like the personnel fit that team. The way the style of play on both ends of the court. And we were right, because that's how they're playing. That's how they're defending. Offensive schemes and things like that are much more similar to what they did last year. And we thought when we walked away from that game, man, that team right there is as good as the team that made it to the Final Four. And so, yeah, we thought they were pretty special. And when they play that way, and they get it going, and they just play with such confidence, they are really, really tough to beat. And so, you know, happy for those guys, because, man, what a job coach has done down there, Coach Pearl. And, you know, and he's done it with transfers here lately. And I think that's a big key for all of us in this business right now, is adapting to the transfer portal. And I'm proud of the way that we've done it. And he's certainly done a great job with it as well. Kentucky's done an unbelievable job with it. But I think managing the transfer portal and the changes that are happening in our game are really important. And kudos to those guys that are finding a way to have great success this year in year one of dealing with that.
Most definitely. And man, Preston, you all won 18 in a row at home. Johnson Arena's been rocking, man. Tell me about the streak of winning at home 10 in a row there this year, 18 going back to last year. Talk about the importance of defending at home court and the fans of Morehead, how they give you all that boost up there, man.
Yeah, no, it's special. You know, it's special. You know, you talk about the other night, you know, we had an ESPN News game Thursday night. Belmont comes into town. And the entire lower bowl was just pretty much filled with students, and it was absolutely rocking in there. They make an impact, you know. They make an impact. You got, whether it's teams missing free throws, or you know, our team, you know, just gaining momentum and energy from the crowd getting into it, and you know, and so it's huge. It's huge to be able to do that. It's really important that you do protect home court. And, you know, and so proud of our guys for taking pride. I think that's a pride thing, right? I think it shows love for your school, shows appreciation for the people that are there and the community, when you have a little added edge and a little more urgency, to protect your home court. I think that shows great respect for where you're going to school and where you get the opportunity to work.
And Coach, Janar Broome, man, that guy's amazing, man. Offensively, defensively, leadership-wise, affecting the game multiple ways. Talk about his impact on your team and where you see his growth going from here, because I think he's a great player already as a young guy. He kind of reminds me of John Collins to a degree, or a younger Dwight Howard, where his activity on the blocking shots, getting covering up for errors from guys on the guards play, so cleaning up the back end. So tell me about that young man. Where you see his arc being as he keeps getting better in your program and developing?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously, just extremely talented offensively. You know, it's even expanded his game. You know, we've got some things now where, you know, we get him the ball in the high post, and you know, he's shown his range a little bit more this year. He's been able to drive the ball, get some counter moves in there. Just extremely gifted offensively, improving as a passer, but you know, which is really important, because you know, he's at the top of everyone's scouting report now. He's not sneaking up on anyone, and each team is going to have a different scheme each and every night as to just how they're going to try to, you know, make things difficult for him. Nobody's just going to let us throw the ball into him and play one-on-one. They're going to make it really hard to get it there, and then they're going to try to get it out of his hands. And so he's just, you know, he's growing as a passer and understanding the game, and you know, and being able to make the right play out of those passes, or excuse me, out of those situations, which is hard. It's a hard thing because people aren't making it easy for him. But I think his maturity is getting there. You know, I think he's really growing, because, you know, at the beginning of games, obviously we want to go to him. We want to see, we want the opponent to show their hand as to what their plan is, so that we can make adjustments as a staff. And so he's gotten off to some slow starts this year that have actually resulted in big games. And I think that shows maturity, because he just keeps chipping away, making the adjustments, and doing the things he needs to. And so that's great growth. But I would say defensively is a big thing. You know, I challenged Janai, but you know, in the offseason, I said, you know, I think we need to strive for you to be OVC Player of the Year. But even more importantly, we need to strive for you to be Defensive Player of the Year. And, you know, obviously, I think he's had almost 30 double doubles within his career here, 13 or 14 of them already this year. Had 6 blocks last night against Tennessee State. And so, you know, we're climbing the rankings. Of getting back up to being number one in the league in defense. And he's certainly got a lot to do with that, because it just gives our guys great confidence when they're guarding on the perimeter, to contest shots a little bit more, run guys off the line when you know you've got somebody back there that can erase some of those mistakes and meet people at the rim and make it difficult. And so really, really proud of him for being able to do that, because it's a big anchor to your defense when you got a guy that's capable of getting, you know, six block shots, you know, double-double and rebounds and then, you know, making some good plays with his assists as well.
And coach, also Talon Cooper, man, he's taking care of the ball for you. His turnover ratio is really, really high there. Because you want to offer those live ball turnovers. He's doing a good job of that, getting y'all your offenses easily there. So talk about his impact being a leader on the court with the ball is setting the table for you guys.
Yeah, he is a special player. You know, this is year three with us with Talon, and you know, I think his leadership has really improved. You know, you take a look at last year, he led us in minutes, but he came off the bench, and that was just the right decision for our team. And I think, you know, he accepted that. He said, "Hey, man, whatever it takes for us to win." And I think that showed great humility. It's a big reason we had great success last year. But you know, obviously, he's our starting point guard, and even though he played starter minutes last year, he's top 10 in the country right now in assists. He's keeping us organized. He's creating easy shots for everyone. And, you know, our guys feed off of him, whether it's Chennai inside, it's our guards on the perimeter, you know, getting easy catch and shoot plays. But he's just a really gifted passer. And I'll say this about Talon. He's probably got the highest basketball IQ of any player that I've ever coached. And, that, you know, it's 13 years, including five of them at Kentucky. I just think his feel for the game is really exceptional. We joke all the time that as a staff, like one of these days, we're going to fight for him to whoever we get on, you know, whether he's on my staff one day or he's going to be on one of my assistants when they become head coaches. We're all going to be fighting over him because he just got such a gift in his vision and his feel for the game. And you're seeing that this year with the confidence that he's playing with and everyone feeding off of it.
I think Janad being inside and Talon outside helps Trey Hollowell hit those bombs from downtown. Talk about about the passing, because if Janad's really on double team, you got get him in rotation, you're gonna get your man Trey knocking down some bombs for you. So talk about his impact as well, how Talon and Janad helps him as well.
Well, you know, we've got great balance. You know, we play the game inside out. Obviously, you got the best post player in the league. Inside, and that was important, right? That we surrounded Janai and gave Talon outlets with guys who could really shoot the ball this off season. And Trey was the first commitment that we got via the transfer portal, and Kentucky guy that we were able to bring back. And what a gift he's been. You know, he was able to hit the 1,000-point mark the other night, which was really special against Belmont in a nationally televised game at home. And I'm really thankful to be his coach, to be able to be there for him, you know, because obviously he didn't score all 1,000 of those points here at Morehead State. He scored a bunch of them at Wofford, but he's certainly scoring the ball for us here. And, man, he's an electric offensive player, you know, and he's one of those guys. I mean, he could hit five straight threes. He could miss three straight, but he thinks the next five are going in. And he can really put points on the board in a hurry. And he's really improved as a passer, as a decision maker, which is part of the reason that he came here. We wanted to develop the rest of his game to help him, you know, play professionally when this is done. And he's really getting better as a defender too, taking pride in that. But he's just been a joy to coach. And he gives us great balance on the perimeter and gives Talon some outlets when we're playing ball screen coverage and our ball screen offense. And, you know, Janai's commanding a lot of attention. It puts a lot of pressure on the defense when you got a guy behind the ball that can really fill it up like Trey can.
And you got a young man, Trent Scott, you signed with you. Tell us about that young man. What do you bring to your program next year and years to come?
Yeah, man, I'm glad you mentioned my boy Trent, and I am so thrilled for him. I tell you, it's funny you mentioned Talon and now Trent, because so many similarities between the two of those guys from the time they were in high school to the way their recruitment went. And we see a lot of Talon in Trent. We think that Trent, you know, could become very much what Talon is for us down the road. And, you know, a blessing that, you know, those guys will hopefully be able to spend a year or two together, young Trent and older Talon, and get an opportunity to learn from a guy like him. But he's a big guard, which is, you look at our roster, you know, the smallest guard we have on our roster is 6'2", and majority of our guys are 6'3", 6'4", 6'5". And so length is really important for us, and Trent certainly fits that mold, but he's a 6'4", really athletic, can really shoot it, but great feel for the game and great passer, great competitor, but even better person. You know, he's got a great story in recruiting that, you know, he wasn't a shoe circuit guy. He kind of played in some offshoot deals in Atlanta. Really, we saw him play there the most. And he had some opportunities once he started blowing up and playing really well. And some shoot, you know, some bigger programs tried to pull him away in the middle of the summer, but he had so much loyalty and enjoyed where his recruitment was at, particularly with us, that he stayed true to his AAU program. And that really meant a lot to us, you know, that he wasn't out there chasing big offers and going for the superficial things. You know, he was looking for the right fit, and he found that here with us.
Oh, no doubt, man. I had to mention that young man. I love the guy who played here in Atlanta. I knew he played here a lot, so I wanted to make sure we shot him out for that as well. You need it for me.
For sure.
Yes, we're pressing. Thank you for your time, buddy, as always, man. I'll be cheering for you as always, man. Best of luck to you. Hope you all stay safe, stay healthy, and do good in Evansville, man. Bring it home again, buddy.
Well, we sure appreciate it, brother. And listen, hopefully we're doing another one of these interviews after a championship this year. We've got a long ways to go, but I like the direction that we're headed, and I certainly appreciate you always taking interest in our program.
Anytime, brother. You be safe, man.
All right. Thanks, boss.
See you, buddy.